But let's turn now to something much more appealing, a natural attraction if you like. Bressingham near Diss celebrates its 60th birthday this year, celebrating 60 years of steam and memories. Alastair Baker, its manager, first visited the attraction as a youngster, and he spoke to Rachel Bannum, who also has fond memories of the Steam Museum. Here's Neil to tell you what they talked about.
Just the smell of steam is enough to bring back those happy memories. Did you ride the gallopers or the trains at Bressingham as a child? Have you taken your children or grandchildren to the Steam Museum? Then you and I have cherished thoughts of Bressingham, and we are not alone. The brainchild of the late Alan Bloom, Bressingham has been making memories for visitors from East Anglia and beyond for six decades. Alastair Baker first visited the Steam Museum as a child. Now its manager, he has worked there for 30 years. I first came to Bressingham when I was 3-4 years old, he recalls. I'm from Tiptree, I'm an Essex boy, and we always came up here on holiday. Bressingham was always the place that I wanted to come. I think my love of steam grew from that, really. Bressingham was always a special place. Alistair believes that Bressingham has always been a place where multiple generations of the same family get something different. He says, for grandparents, there's no huge risk of ending up on a roller coaster or a zip wire. It's gentle fun that they can do with the oldest and youngest of their grandchildren safely. The majority of people have not ever travelled on public transport hauled by actual steam, but there's definitely a love for steam in this country, whether it's just Ivor the engine if you're in the 50s, 60s and 70s, or Thomas the Tank Engine in the 60s, 70s and 80s, and moving on. He adds, I just think it's also an educational place. You see grandparents wanting to relive some of their youth, explain how things used to be as they walk around Dad's army set, or look at various pieces of equipment. There's that educational belief in passing knowledge on from one generation to another. We'd like to think there's something for everyone. You can go on a train. There's tranquility in the beauty of the gardens. You can wander around the museums and see exhibits from the past. And you can stand up close and personal to a 6-foot wheel of a steam engine from days gone by and marvel at the engineering and the creative minds of the people that put those together. Founder Alan Bloom, who Alistair describes as an amazing, eccentric, entrepreneurial force, is still absolutely part of Bressingham. His presence is here every day, Alistair says. He never wanted a huge memorial. He wanted this place to be his memorial in effect, and he always wanted it to be a place where you could be hands-on, you could smell the steam. Things still worked. He has never wanted it to be a static place. We think of him most days. Consideration is now also being given to how to celebrate Bressingham's 60th birthday. Alistair says, we'll listen carefully over the winter to see what we can do. We want to be responsible as a business, not only for our public, but for the 100 or so volunteers to make this place run. It's safety first for everybody. It's very unknown, but it may be just something gentle, and maybe we celebrate when we're 61 in a bigger way. Alistair explains that Bressingham is not designed to make a profit. Everything goes back into steaming and running the business. Asked how he sees its future, he says, I think it's looking carefully at who the market becomes and who it is we are moved further away from remembering Dad's army and steam. Sometime, though, it's not huge reactive to fashions and trends. It's just taking a gentle overview. Part of our charm, I think, is that we're not a fast-moving, changing business, but we're always in the mindset of what do people want, improving our services. There's a huge amount of infrastructure to keep a place like this going, and an awful lot has to be spent on the engines and the locos. He adds, we were set up so that people could come out and have fun and take a break from what they were doing. So change is good, but I think you have to view it with an eye on our bigger picture. To find out when Bressingham is open throughout 2021, visit the website at www.bressingham.co.uk or find Bressingham on Facebook.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. I'm sure many of us have very happy memories of days out at Bressingham.